Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Yeshivitz Beschot from Ritz Yichiu, Mishkot Marzitz Batshmorvitz, Marz Chanavitz 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 Meir Zev, Chayichev Chanavitz Chanavitz Basi, Lufuasa, Echagitz Batshmor Chaim Tzvi, Barachim Tzachom Matzei, Debuchav Tzech Letzel. We learn in the meaning of Suffolk Orla, as it kashal Hatlik Bon Yachanaka, based on the Torah that I received, Rabbi Akonagol, Ruchai Meherot Shlita. Shaila is that somebody bought Shem Zayas that's made from a tree, which is Suffolk Orla in Eretz Yisrael. And this Shaila is, can you use it to light near Chanukah? So this Inyan has two issues. Number one is Orla's Asur Bahana. Number two, Orla in Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah Tzvah, and since it has to be burned, there's an Inyan of Ksusei Michtas Shi'urei, which means that it doesn't have a shear. Something that's Omed L'Sreifa isn't considered that it has a shear. It doesn't have the requisite shear. It's crushed. The shear is crushed, and therefore it shouldn't be good for near Chanukah. So that it's Asur Bahana. So the Shaar Ephraim writes in Shuvah Siman Lamed Ches that since Ner Chanukah is also l'shtamish b'ayra, there's no hana here. It's only hanas mitzvah. And we pass it like Rava, the mitzvah lav lehanas nitim. Even though Das Balamor and Rosh Hashanah is that the mitzvah derabban and less elahach klala, the mitzvah lehanas nitim. Nevertheless, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Meiri, they don't hold like this. So therefore, we have no problem. Mitzvah lav lehanas nitim. So you're. It's not a problem of being yotze your mitzvah with shemen of suffik or la mitzad hanoi, because mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So now we're going to go to the second nidor, and that is, do we say ksusei michtas shiurei? The Gemara says, mesech ha-shabes, chafalef on the base, mitzvosim mishetishke achama, chtichle regal men ashuk. My lab di kofso hoder madik lo lo, di lo hi adlik madlik, vinami li shiurei. So the mitzvah is mishetishkis achama, until tichle regal men ashuk. And so there's nobody walking in the marketplace anymore. And the Gemara says, does that not mean that if it goes out, you have to relight it? The Gemara says, no. It means one of two things. Either if you didn't light it this entire duration of time, you should light it. And if not, or else, what it also can mean is the shi'ure that has to be lit for this amount of time. From the amount of time, Mishatishka Shetichle Regal Min Ashuk, the Shaar Ephraim, there discusses the Shuvah Siman Lamed Ches. Discusses shemen shenasar mishum batzer b'chalav. Is it mutar lahadlik boi ner chanukah? B'seich ha'dvarim don b'shemen o'imid l'sreifa. She apostles ner chanukah mishum m'ksusei michta shi'ure. Or b'kol o'imid l'sarav k'sarav dami. And he concludes that b'batzer b'chalav, which is min ha'nikborim, the din of batzer b'chalav, is that it's to be buried. There's no din of k'susei michta shi'ure. Only if it's in israfim is k'susei michta shi'ure, not min ha'nikborim. That it's pashatim, that shemen that's minan is serafim, like shemen zayis shel orla that's supposed to be burned, it's pasul in Ner Chanukah because it's considered that it doesn't have a shear, and Ner Chanukah requires a shear. What's the shear? Mishetishke hachama at shetichl regel min hashuk, like we saw in the Gemara, the shear it has to be kindling that amount of time from shkias hacham until nobody's in the marketplace anymore, so it has a shear, and if it's going to be burned, ksusei michta shiure. And it doesn't have a shear. The shear is crushed. The prima godim, tafrei shayin gimel, ishlav ramsiv katnalav, sfukei misafkale, if we say by near Chanukah, ksusei michtas shi'urei, and he's mitzayin ledivrei toises ve'erevin, peyom et beiz, and he's not mevayered, stadei asofik bazeh. So if not for the Shaar Ephraim, it would appear as follows, mikamet ha'omim, there's no issue of ksusei michtas shi'urei, v'shema bazeh yisbaru kavanas divrei prima godim. Number one, it would appear that we can say a davar chadash that we find kam dvarim hatunim shi'u ach ein mahutam shava v'yesh lechalkam l'shnei inyanim v'yesh min advarim hatunim shi'u be'echut hadavar v'yesh min advarim hatunim shi'u be'kamut hadavar. So we have two inyanim. Sometimes something needs a shear in the echus, in the quality, and sometimes it needs shear in a quantity. We find by lulav and shofar v'chadoyme that they require a shear, and the shear is be'echus hadavar. That a lulav that doesn't have a shear, nifchas chashivusoi, its chashivus is diminished. It has to have a shear. If it doesn't have a shear, nifchas chashivusoi. Omnam yesh min advarim atunim shear v'ashir b'kamus. In other words, it's not a lack of echus. A lulav doesn't have a shear, doesn't have the proper echus. But sometimes you need a shear in kamus. In other words, you have to eat a kezayis. A kezayis is kamus, is quantity. So it's not a shear of echus, it's not a quality of kezayis. Rather, the Torah required a ma'isa achila ad sheyochal shir kezayis. V'nimtza, hashir hu b'kamutz achila. You have to eat a little bit more, a little bit more until you get to that amount. So, ve'in hashir nitfas b'chefetz hamitzvah ki yochal echol kezayis mikama matzah. So the shir isn't part of the chepetz of the mitzvah. By lulav, the shear is part of the chepetz of the mitzvah. But not by matzah. Matzah, you can eat a little bit from this matzah, a little bit from that matzah. The important thing is to eat that amount, that quantity. V'chein b'isurim, the shear of kezayis is not a chashivos in the machal ha'aser, because even if you eat from a few different nevelas, altogether it's a kezayis, that's also going to be aser. So it's a shear in kamos. So now, according to this, it would appear Be'ez V'Shem Yisbarach, that the din of ksusei nichdas shiurei is shaykh where the shear is mikoach chashivus hadavar. There we say that it's kasus, it doesn't have chashivus, it's crushed. And therefore, lulav shel asher doesn't have a shear, like we see in the Gemara and Sukkah. Va'oz delel chashivus, so the chashivus went away. But when the shear is not beguf hadavar, but rather it's in the amount, it's not shaykh that there's a din of ksusei nichdas shiurei. And the biggest raya for this is, but otherwise, you're not going to find a person who gets a malchus and even kezayis of orla. That since orla mitzvah se b'sreifa, so why don't we say ksusei michtas shiurei? Like we see by Tosis and Sota and Daf Chafei Amud Beis, kilei akeren l'inyan tumah. So why don't we say here also ksusei michtas shiurei? Orla is going to be crushed. So how is he getting malchus? It doesn't have a shiur kezayis. This orla is going to be burned. So ksusei michta shiure. So bechreach, no, there's no din of ksusei michta shiure. We only say that when the shear is be'echus and not when the shear is bekamus. Umidasinan la'achi. Now that we've come to this wonderful place, we could say the same thing about shemen of Ner Chanukah. The shear of shemen is not because of the chashivus of shemen. It's the shear in the kamus of the mitzvah. How long it has to be lit for? It has to be lit for a half hour. So since it's not a shear be'echus hadavar, it's a shear in the kamos hadavar, so we don't say ksusei michtas shiurei, just like again, raya from orla. If you eat orla, so why is he getting malchus? He doesn't have a kezayis mishul shiur. The answer is that's a shear in kamos, not an echus, and therefore we're not going to say ksusei michtas shiurei. Now there's a machlokes, kamoi b'davar she'enu nitzrach liyos shalem. Is there a psul of something doesn't have to be shalem? Is there a psul of ksusei michtas shiurei? So we have a Meiri in Eruv in Adaf Yudalad Amid Beis. He writes, "V'yesh Mefarshim Shkoli Suri Hanoim Ravem Shu Kamo She'enam Legamri Like Ksusim Michtas Shirai." Suri Hana, our the Shir was Michtas Ksusim Michtas. It's crushed. Mishum De Lesreifa Kaimi Lo Shiu Kam Kamisha Enam Ella Shehu Kidavar Ham Mechutat V'imkain Kol She'anu Tzichim Bo V'Shalem Kegoin Esroig V'Lulav V'Doimayam Nifsulu Bo V'Chein Koira.
In other words, and so writes Tosis in Erevin Pei Beis Amud Beis. Pei Amud Beis in the Ramas Chalavol B'Shem Rabbeinu Avraham. That what? That all the Surei Hana, we don't say that they don't exist. We say that the shear is crushed. Since it's the sreifa, it's not like it doesn't exist, but like it's crushed. And therefore, if you don't need a shala, if you need a shalem, like an esrog and a lulav, it's going to be pasul. V'chein koira, it's going to be pasul. Because you need a shalem. But something where you don't need a shalem, like a lechi, if you would have a tail offer, it'd also be good for a lechi. So memela, a mound of dust. So therefore, that's Beseder Gamma. So he holds that you only need a Ksusei Michtas doesn't apply if you don't need a Davar Shalem. And this would apparently be a Raya for us, what we're saying. That here by Shemen, of Ner Chanukah, you don't need a Davar Shalem. So even if you see it as mechutas, it's b'seder gamur. So in Sukkah, this is not like that. In Sukkah, and Daf Yates Amud Beis says the Meiri, quoting only part of it, called l'da'atenu kol she'anu oimrim k'susei michtas ein danam sadaver k'mushenu akmish tel avim kein defanus avichein v'chein me'achas she'ata tzarech l'shirim sikach ba'asher shel Yisrael psula. So say Michtas Vaf the Fanos came Vaf and Peter Velechi Yechshir Lechi and Otzarich Shir LeRachbo. Avad the Fanos Yechshir LeRachbo and come up a Gavon. Veishchokem after Lechi. Mikol Makoim לדעתנו כל שאנו רואים עם כסוסי מכתס, אין דנו מסתבר כמישנו כמישהו תלף אם כן דפנוס כשר, ובשכח מיה פסול. So first he brings the opinion that if you need a shear and it's kesusei michtas, it's no good. So defanos, you need a shear. And therefore, if you would have defanos, walls of the sukkah, that are kesusei michtas, that it's to be burned, these defanos, so in tzchach also, it's not considered having a shear. And then he says, right there now that... the defanos is going to be okay because you see it as a tail offer. And the defanos can be a tail offer. They can be a mound of dirt. But first, he says that even if you don't need a, even if it's a defanos, it's not considered, if it's ksusei michtas, it's not considered having a shear. Akopanim, but we have our Meili and Eruvin, who says that ksusei michtas, it is considered a shear. It's just not considered a davar shalim. So if it's not considered a davar shalim, vayas, it's fine. You have Shemen. The shemen doesn't have to be considered a davar shalim. So the mele, let's say they're gamur. As long as you have enough shemen to last a half hour. So it's important to note that this is not exactly what we're saying. The Miri is saying is, he's making a chilek between shalim and not shalim. If it's not, doesn't have to be shalim, we don't, ksusei michtas doesn't bother us. What we're saying is, it's not talking about the shleimus, it's talking about the sibas hashir. Kol she sibas hashir, Rabbi Machmas Eichu. So what's the reason you need a shear? Because of the quality or because of the quantity? So we're saying if you need a shear because of the quantity, then the ksusei michtas doesn't bother us. Only if you need a shear because of the quality, then ksusei michtas bothers us. And there's a nafkamina brura between these two svaras, between the svara being mechalik, between shalim and not shalim, and sibas hashir is it mishum eichuso, mishum kamuso. נפקמינה ברורה ישנן בין הסברות, שהרי נחלקו רבנן כמי, במאכל אסור, שטעון שריפה. Let's say you have a maichel aser that requires burning, and it becomes tame. Is it metame others or not? Das ha-taisvis b'saito chof heyom b'ez dibor masfilav that we referenced earlier. It's metame tumas oichlin. It's taka metame. And Tosis there asks, why don't we say ksusei michtas? But Tosis says it's metame. However, from the Rambam, in the first parak of tumas oichlin, halacha chaf hei, writes that all of akilei akeren are mekablim tumas oichlin. So diek b'pri chodesh b'evin ezer kuf chof dalid, it's mash only mekabel tumas. Because Ochaz Makabal Tum Cholshu, but they're not Matame others, because for that you need a Kibetza. And early in Kilakarim, there's no share of Kibetza, Ketusei Michtas. And so writes, Hagoin, Moreno Arav Yav Yehuda Zal, the son of the Shah of Ephraim. So now we can say that there is L'choira Nafgamina, Bein Shtei HaSvaras Anal, within Orla V'Kilakarim. According to the Svar of the Meiri, that only something needs to be Shalem, we say Ksusei Michtas. So Orla and Kilei Akerim are going to be metame others, because you don't need a kabeitza shleim to be metame others. Even a kabeitza may ochel tame mefureres, even if it's a crumbled kabeitza, it's also metame others. So if the vort is shleimus, that rak davar shabinin sheyesh shalom, we say ksusei michtas shi'urei. But since Orla and Kilei Akerim don't have to be shalem, so we're not going to say ksusei michtas shiurei, and if there's a kibetza of orlin kilei kerem, it's going to be metame. But according to our svara, the din would be it's not metame others, because the shear of kibetza is not in the kamas hadavar, it's in the eichus, because a machal that's less than a kibetza doesn't have chashivus to be metame. It's not an amount. When you have to eat something, there's an amount that you have to eat. But when he talks about being metame other things, it's a din in the quality of the item. And it doesn't have proper quality if it's not a kibetza. It doesn't have chshivus if it doesn't have a kibetza. So according to our svara, if you would have orlin kilei akeren, which is a kibetza, it would not be metame other things because it doesn't have chshivus. Because ksusei michtas means that if something has to have chashivus, it destroys the chashivus. It doesn't have chashivus here. That's what we're saying here. It doesn't have chashivus, so it's not metame. But if you say like the svara of davar shalim versus davar non-shalim, so if you have a kezayis of oil and kilei karim, it would be metame because you don't need a davar shalim. So it's metame. It's ksusei michtas, but it's still metame because you don't need a davar shalim. Ksusei michtas is that it's not considered a shir when you read it's a davar shalim. But here that you don't need a davar shalim, so it's going to be metame others. So even if you view it as being crushed, the seder, but it's still metame others. Even when it's crushed. But according to what we're saying, Orlan Kelekem would be metame because it doesn't have the chashivus of a whole beitza. Okay. Another svara we can say, a svara daka, a subtle svara, idola svara, as they would say in Portuguese, shebenir Chanukah, en din shel ketutei michtat shiurei. Benir Chanukah, there's no din of ksusei michtas. Why benir Chanukah is there no din of ksusei michtas? Because it would appear that even those who hold that tfanos shel ashera, if you have an ashera tree and a vedezara tree, and you make walls out of that wood, it's going to be pasul as sukkah, even though a mound of dust is kosher for defanos, that's only shayach b'davar gush, that all of its parts are united as one. Ba'idei tosefes kamut nosaf gam goydel v'chashivus, and if you add, then the goydel and chashivus is added. And when you add one gargir of afar onto another gargir of afar, one piece of dust, one grain of dust to another one, the first gargir is mishtabech because it becomes part of a gush. It becomes part of a block. And in Mela, we said, since we say Ksusei Michta Shi'urei, it loses its chashivus. So if you have something like Tfanais, where it's like a Davar Gush, it's something that's one unit, so each one is connected. So if you say Ksusei Michtas, so it's crushing it. So even if you say a Tel Ofer is kosher, but if it has to be burned, so it loses its chashivus when you say Ksusei Michtas. Because it loses its godless and its chashivus by taking this wall and saying that it's crushed, it loses its chashivus. But if it's a davar lach, if it's a moist item, and the parts are not mamish one, it's not one block, and they're just next to each other, if so, ein chashivuto tuya bigodlo, elarak bikamut shelo, yesh lomar leishayich b'zeh ksusimach l'shiris. If it's a davar lach, it's just a lot of drops next to each other. So the chashivus is not taloi in its how big it is. The chashivus is taloi in its kamus and how much it is. So we don't care that ksusim michtas. Ksusim michtas means it's crushed. So if you have a wall and you view it as it's crushed, that makes it lose its chashivus. But if you have liquid, you can argue not, but that would contrast that with liquid, which anyway isn't one. All the chalakim are not misa'achig mamish. So it's not one consolidated item. It's liquid, liquefied. Therefore, ksusek sukmichtas would not bother us. Because we see in Psachim on page 48a, we learn from the Pasuk Menam a sign that you can't bring the Sachim from Orla. We recently learned that Gemara. We had a beautiful shir on that Gemara. So you can't bring the Sachim, you can't bring the Sachim libations from Orla, And the question is, what do you need a pasuk for? Teipuk lei, you can say pashut, that orla b'sreifa is ksusei mikdash shiurei. And memele nisachim have a shir. Revi'i sahim lakeves. So it must be that the reason you need to come onto a pasuk is b'davar lach, there's no ksusei mikdash shiurei. However, based on what we said earlier, that b'davar she'ashir eino b'eichus ela b'kamus hadavar, there's no din in ksusim, but there's no raya from there, because the nisachim are also a din in kamus, not a din in eichus. So we would have two reasons why we have to come onto the pasuk to pasul nisachim in orla. Why there's no ksusim michtas. Either because you don't say it when it comes to liquid, or you don't say it when it comes to quantity. B'minchas chinuch, in Reish Sadi Tes Oizchav, writes that nisachim of kilei hakeren in orla are pasul mishum de michtas shiurayu, and he learns it from Tosfos Menachas 140a. Rather chulin. 140a, Menachos never got up to 140a. Gabi behema shil nidachas, the tipasal akrovi mishum de l'sreifa kaima. As litvareinu, so that's the minchas chinuch, so he taka holds in the sachem of kilei hakeren orla, will be pasal out ksusei michtas, but, and he brings a raya from the behema mishil nidachas, but it's not a raya, because behema, you could say ksusei michtas, you need a whole shir of a behema. But by nisa, which it's a davar gush, it's a davar shiyavesh, it's, you need a shear of chule, but the nesachim, which is a davar lach, so you can't learn from something dry to something wet. Maybe it's not shayach ksusei, so that's not a raya. Behema shel nidachas wouldn't be a raya to nesachim. And we still have a lot more to say about this. And I just ask you, sweet friends, that you stay tuned, because in Mirtz Hashem, we will see more nefilos mitaretz Hashem. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. B'li neder, we shall continue.